Our little hut on its stilts looked in the flickering firelight like a small spaceship dropped into the howling jungles of an alien world. We all felt like we were approaching hyperspatial overdrive. There was a sense of immense energies accumulating. The effect was reinforced by the hammocks hanging like acceleration slings ready to receive a starship's crew. Dennis lay in his hammock, nearly unable to hold a pencil, but writing furiously in tight operational terms about the experiment just ahead. The mushroom is presently metabolizing within our bodies.
This has keyed in on the tryptamine template in the living mushroom, and it has been sensitized for the condensation of the harmine psilocybin DNA molecule. When the Yahe is ingested, the harmine analog will start to metabolize within the body. The ESR of the presensitized psilocybin circuit will immediately cancel the ESR of the harmine and cause it to bond superconductively to the DNA-RNA complex both in our bodies and in the mushroom simultaneously in a higher dimension. The bonding completed, the harmine DNA memory bank and drive unit will condense into the waiting charged psilocybin circuit in the mushroom. We will see this condensation as it will appear in the mushroom at the same instant that the bond is completed in a higher dimension.
Dennis explained that he was unable to move very well because something having to do with the backward flow of time and the ever-increasing constraints on the set of possible futures had rendered him nearly immobile. Only the mind, planning and computing, was free.